certain
ages. Yeah. You what is it? At the end, I'm correctly estimated how are you? You wanna?
No. A gross underestimation. 5 miles instead of 80,000. Not even close. That means he has no idea.
I've seen many places by Europe. He did that. Perhaps the others. We could never go there. Hundreds and thousands of miles. Simply a storm.
That no, we've seen.
Who's going there?
In
you have seen? Have I opened?
Some mountains.
In the Alps. No one can go. There are places in the Alps. There's simply so many mountains, no one can go.
Prejudice and nonsense. Normally they were speaking that the world is flat. Now they have changed. It is up. The world is their own estimate. And you'll find in that book, probably.
That was the most frequent word used.
So what is the value of the knowledge? Besides that, they insist that life is combination of chemicals and they cannot produce it. Simply insist. So, it is called childish optimism. Why is like feeling that? This makes a child cry, I want. What is that? There is no science, still they will say it is.
Nations.
Where is the proof that you produce life from chemicals? We say it cannot be. And they say yes.
Everything in life comes from some other life.
We say that you are never going to move. They say yes. Now their mindset is a hoax. So how you can believe me? What is the value of this? And they promise future. Yes, we are trying.
Post it in check.
Yes.
they fly from Los Angeles and their compass.
Nothing is wrong. From their estimate is all right. But there is superior power.
They go due west and they hit India from Los Angeles. But according to our calculation, that's not possible.
You can go farther, but you cannot go. So that is condition. You are restricted. You say that you are bound up. But the animal can go farther, but he cannot because he is bound up. Aṅkāra-dhūrāyā-vāntaptāham. He's thinking I'm free. He's not free. What is value of this? This is the real point.
They want to talk about another point.
What is that?
They want to talk about the point that the point on their compass that points west while they're flying in the airplane, and they keep it going west, and they eventually land in India.
You are going west and east. You do not know. You are controlled.
They say, no, our compass shows it. And you accept the compass.
And that's how you are going for it. But you think where you think that the west is end. There is not end. You can go far.
They say it never ends because we're going around the planet.
No, that is the dogma. Going around. That is done. He's thinking that this is the area where he's controlled by superior power, but you cannot do it. An example is there are so many. There are so many stars, moons, and go there. But you cannot do it.
They say we accept this premise that we are limited.
But then limited you cannot say, I know.
But we say within our limited means we can understand that we
and
can...
Limited means if you understand that I am bound up, I am going down the law. That is all. But don't say that beyond this limit there is
no.
No.
No. But supposing that within this limit, we accept that we are limited.
And that is all right.
But we say that we're going west. And
that's right, west up to this point ourselves, not more than that. We don't understand this. West you have gone, that's all right. But up to this point, come on. You cannot, don't say that there is no more after this first point. They are saying that.
Yeah, they say then west becomes east.
Right.
They say.
No.
But why? Just because it is finished for them because they are limited.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
This question, they're still going to put. They're still going to put this question. That they, we say, here is Jambudvip. And this is Bharadvaj on the bottom. And you cannot go beyond Bharadvaj because you're conditioned. You're limited. That is our position. And within Bharadvaj, there in India, we accept that. Even we accept that. There are oceans, there are continents, seven continents, as described in the Bhagavatam. So, their question is, okay, but then how do you explain that you can go this direction and you come out in India, over back here.
We don't say that, that this direction, what you are saying, in this end, that is not. We say that.
That it doesn't end.
But you can go farther, that you cannot. Therefore you are thinking this is end. This end, dogmatically, is within that small area, he's thinking there is no more other space. That example is another, that bull. His eyes are closed and he crushes blindly when he's thinking he's going 300 miles.
They keep the eyes blinded so they don't
understand
what's going on.
Because in one place simply going around, going around, it makes one mad. They don't die then too. He's thinking this is the end of war.
So you have said that, but still you have not given the solution.
This is solution.
You've explained it with
solution is that you are thinking this is this. You are making solution.
Right.
You are making solution.
We're trying to.
But I say because we are limited, this is not this. What you are thinking this is this, that is not.
So what is it?
Kubamandu, the frog in the well.
Okay.
He is thinking that this is the whole water area.
Then what is it? If it is not what you, if it is not what I am thinking, then what is it?
What is it? That I am explaining. Tell it.
But we can't explain it. That's the problem.
No, no, I cannot.
That's the problem.
It is there. There in the book.
According,
what you are doing?
According to the book, according to Bhagavad and the picture that we have drawn, there's only one way to go from America to India. There's only one way to go from America to India, not to, at least to our vision. So far we have not been able to explain it. That's our problem.
I don't know.
Well, I better, I can bring our diagram.
Yes, America, yes, India.
Huh.
You go, I mean, that's one way, that's all.
Yeah, only one way.
Huh?
But they go two ways. That's
from New York or from San Francisco?
They go from New York, that direction, or they go from Los Angeles, the other way. And either way, they come to India. And they say that proves the world is round. Because we can go like this, or we can go this way. But we say, no, you can only go this way. We say, but the compass shows I'm going due east.
Now, we don't say that, we don't go this way.
But we don't say that. Because there's no rounds. We say, basically, it's a lotus. It's flat.
No, I think the same example. The animal is bound up. Are you going this round or this round? But he cannot go beyond that.
I mean, that deal, we accept, I'll take the view of the
yeah,
yes,
that,
we
yeah,
accept
yeah.
That.
We don't say, suppose you are going down, we go this round or this round, but we this round.
Okay. But the whole question we're saying is that we say no, they can only go one way.
No, I don't say.
But according to
if
our...
If you are going down, you can go around this way or that.
But there is no round.
Yes, it is down. You are thinking round. Because you are going down. Lotus is also round.
Yeah, but the
lotus, but that petal is also round. lotus petal is round. So within one lotus petal, you are this round and that round.
Within their own limited sphere, they can go this way or that way, but they don't know the whole shape.
And we have to draw the shape properly, because according to what we've drawn so far,
as we can do, but will they can remain within the limit.
That we hope we accept.
Yeah, so within the limit, suppose the lotus petal is in this way, that way, or this way, that way.
So you're asking us to draw the details and make a planetarium very exact.
Yes, you make a lotus petal. It is down. In one lotus petal, you are conditioned. You cannot do
it. That would be good. So far that hasn't been said, but that's good.
Yeah.
You can say that Bharat is a petal of the lotus. But I think if we look at the Bhagavad Gita, I have to see it when it says there's a statement that it may be the inner portion of the lotus. I don't know. What we used to do, it has to agree with the Bhagavatam.
Lotus petal. There are so many petals. You are conditioned in one petal.
That's good. If that's the explanation, then it can be somehow adjusted.
You do not know what is going on out there.
There are so many round parts of all of
that. Yeah, that part, that could be adjusted. That's, but there's a place within, you know, the center part, there's no petals. In the middle of the lotus, there's like a, I don't know how you call it, but it's a flattish area. They show Krishna standing sometimes and they draw a picture of Krishna on a lotus.
That's all right. But your place is in
that would suck.
That we have to hear not to look.
And I'm just thinking,
unless you are obstinate, we have to accept your body.
We accept.
There are so many millions of stars at home that you cannot go.
As we are conditioned, as everyone is conditioned, our planetarium will have to show the actual facts.
Yes, that has to run above.
So far we have not drawn this fact correctly.
That is an inability. That is another.
No, that's why that's the question that we've raised. This question that we've raised is
that we are unable to remember the fact that you are conditioned. Cannot go beyond that condition, really.
That's accepted.
No. We are also conditioned. But as far as possible, we take description from Bhagavad to try to. That is all. From India, Los Angeles. India, he comes to Los Angeles. And again return to India. And similarly, he starts from this way and again comes.
Yeah, that's possible if you can fly this way, underneath.
But we are in the limit.
See, Bharat, we weren't asking that issue. That's not the question we were asking.
What is that issue?
Well, what you've explained, if it's a lotus petal, then you can fly around it.
Mm.
That's all right, then the answer is there.
Mm.
But if there's no lotus petal, if it's simply flat, then it's a problem. That's a problem.
No, you don't say flat.
Well, we've pictured it like that. Mm. There's some defect in our picture. If you recall that, there's a picture we've
rectified. That is the explanation of Petta.
See, it doesn't say petal anywhere in the Bhagavatam. It doesn't say Bharatvarsa is a lotus petal.
Neither does it say it's flat, though.
Well, I can get the Bhagavatam right now, if you allow me. It does say that this I believe it says Javadvipa is the central part of the lotus, and there aren't petals in the center.
Transcendental lotus plant.
Yeah, you are prejudiced, that's not. If I can understand, why don't you understand? You are prejudiced.
Well, I can understand it if I accept it. I'm only trying to think as the persons who are going to make these plans.
If I understand, you are prejudiced. That is it. But if I can understand, why don't you?
Well, I can understand blindly, but I don't want to do that.
I do not understand blindly.
No.
Then.
But I don't want to be
blind. Still we differ. That means one of us is prejudiced.
Well, it's not your divine case. I mean, I'm sorry I have to take this thankless task as to ask all these questions.
We are also prejudiced. It is in the sasra path. In that sense, we are also good.
Yeah, we're correctly prejudiced.
Yeah. That's why I take Krishna's word as fact. You can say that you are prejudiced, you see. This is the point.
That is a nice explanation.
Mm.
The petals.
Everyone is prejudiced. But who is rightly prejudiced is not prejudiced. That is everywhere, just like materialistic person will say, brainwashed, these wrestlers, they have given all the material enjoyment. And after some phantasmagoria, they sacrifice everything. Brainwashed. And we are thinking, oh, these wrestlers got this human form of body. He did not understand the spiritual thing. Both of them think he is just and he is just. This is the end. Jani sasanu dhanam kasmin jagrat sangyam. Is it not? They say brainwash. Unnecessary. They say brainwash. And we say, he got the human form unnecessarily. He's working like that.
Both are saying the same thing.
Yeah. Now he's correct. We'll decide. I accuse you, you accuse me. And who is correct? We'll decide. That is Shastra. There is no question of argument. Tarka pratishtha. You will never come to any conclusion by argument.
No, we have to.
I think you are wrong. You think I am wrong. And somebody might decide, judge. And that is us.
Supposing they say that.
They say we are saying so many things. In the court, there are two parties. I say something and other party. Well, judge is there. Yes, no, this is it.
Then they'll ask for the verse to prove it, that we must quote the correct sloka to substantiate our claim.
Yeah, the judge gives judgment according to the law book. happening. Vijnanartham jaguru viva vichche. So we have to approve the right person who can give the judgment. What is their answer about this, that by chemical combination they cannot produce life? Still there, why they are insisting?
They are rascals.
Then they what is the value of rascal statement?
No life, lunatic, sound.
Yes. One, if one is happy enough, that is a rascal. We should not be here. And why not? He has not gone to the moon, they insist. He has gone. By false propaganda. Why is it? One who makes false propaganda, one who says nonsense, we have to believe it. Immediately, whatever he says, reject. There is no argument. You have proved yourself rascal, so don't accept any statement. What do you think?
Well, I'm just trying to think of the description of the jungle tree.
And whatever you say, but bigger you are rascal.
We have the practical task of...
No test. Mother says, here is your father, that's all, finished. You cannot test.
No,
then you are rascal.
Not test, I say.
No, these things cannot be tested.
No, I'm not saying...
Mother says, here is your father, that's all, finished. No test, no question. That is foolishness.
I was using the word task that to well, I'll have to bring in Bhakti Premswami, maybe he can speak better. I'm not able to explain, but according to the description of the Bhagavatam, everything we've read, it's not just. So
let's,
I don't know. On one hand, you're asking us to follow these.
I think Bhagavatam, one portion may not be exactly like this, like if you're in the midst of the prakar. You cannot understand it is prakar. Mm. You see, it is flat. You have shown in the map, a very point, so many miles. So that petal, middle portion, you can take it flat. It is not flat, it is carved. Whatever conception you make, that is defective. Rascals. First of all, you have to understand this. So don't make it like this, like this, like this, like this. Whatever it is said, that is all. Thank you. Then when Krishna said, asad dadana. No faith. Faithless. We have challenged in by chemical combination, make a small egg, sparrow's egg, and produce it.
I can't do it.
And then, what is the value of that sparrow? And still there's this year, 1 point will kill them. Why do they take this challenge?
Never ask us. There's no other answer. Only a rascal will go on maintaining that we can create life, and they never will, and they never have.
And they're getting Nobel Prize. That's it. Says rascals. And we sound authority of our name. Apraya, this is inferior. And that is superior. How you can make superior with inferior ingredients? That's a fact that's in every moment.
Everything has movement. If it's matter, it only moves because of some superior force, living force, pushing it or entering it or something.
The superior energy is utilizing inferior energy for his part. We are utilizing this inferior, the lump of matter, for serving my partner. That is superior in me. It cannot use me for its purpose.
It has no purpose.
No. I can use it for my purpose. Therefore, I am simply gone.
I may have to go for that. I told Bhakti Premar that I would meet him at 3.
Go on.